Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Welcome back to the show! Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled The Opportunity Framework. The Opportunity Framework. What is the framework? Well, if you listen in, you're going to learn the framework. It really ought to be called the Opportunity and Skills Framework, but it would have been too long to put in the title. So what is this all about? Well, I was teaching this to some of my students during the week. It was on one of our Five Steps to Millions mentorship calls. It just popped up. And I want to just maybe touch on it for this episode to give you guys a bit of an idea of what it is, just so you can actually identify whether you're in the right opportunity and whether, if you are, why you're not successful there yet. Okay, so this will really help you. It'll help you either identify you need to move and find something else, or you're in the right one, but you just need to move yourself and you need to skill up, right? So I forget where I learned this, but I did learn it, and it's just, I've put my own spin on it to help you understand it, that I think that it will really help you. So here we go. What does this mean? Well, it means that quite often, if you meet people who are really diligent workers, they're very conscientious, they've got good work ethic, they're reliable, they're organized, they've got a great attitude, they're relatively smart, the ones you come across and you think, wow, they must be really successful, but they're not making much money. You notice that? It happens quite a lot, and it may be happening to you where you're like, well, I'm pretty good. Like, I've got my shit together, and why aren't I making more money? And you'll see around like all these people that you feel like, I don't know if they're that good, but they're making a ton of money. What are they? And this is where it pops up, right? So most people are on, let's say, for example, we got a skill scale. It goes from 1 to 10. And your scale 1 is like you have no skills. You're not conscientious, you're not reliable, you're like, you're bottom of the barrel. Okay, your skills are 1. Then you got right at the top, skills are 10. You're really skilled in many areas of business and people management, and you've got a lot of skills in speaking, communication, all that stuff right at the top, marketing and stuff. You're a 10. You've got 10, level 10 skill. You're like CEO material, right? You're Roy up there. And so that's your skill scale. Then on the other side, you've got this other scale called the opportunity scale. And an opportunity scale is where like a level 1 opportunity is like labor work. So like a laborer. So like you're just the most basic physical work at the bottom of the food chain in terms of, the manual labor industry. It's like, I'm just a laborer, minimum wage, or I'm like on tellies, I'm at the beginning of the workforce, something, a real basic role that's like, okay, I'm just entering the workforce, I'm unskilled, right? So that's a level 1 opportunity, okay? And then at the very top of that, you've got level 10 opportunities where it's like the most wonderful business and it's scalable and it's it can make billions and it's just huge, right? Level 10 opportunity. It's like this, the ultimate opportunity, right? That's your opportunity scale. Now, here's what happens. To those that I spoke about at the beginning, who are conscientious, great attitude, good skills, yada, 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 they might be a level 5 skill set, right? But they're in a level 2 or 3 opportunity. They're like, they're in a regular job and they're not in middle management, they're just level 2 opportunity, right? Or maybe they're in a level 1 opportunity. And that's why they're not making the money. And that's why they feel incongruent with how good they are and where they're spending their time. Okay, so for those people, if you're them, you're like, oh, that's me. Oh my God. Well, you need to level up your opportunity. You need to leave your job and find something that's more palatable to your skill set. Okay, and the same thing happens on the other side where a lot of people find themselves in a level 10 opportunity. Like, for example, this happens quite a bit in network marketing where that type of opportunity is quite incredible. It may not be a 10, it's way up there. It's very, very high up there. In terms of an opportunity, most companies, well, most good companies, I would say. And this is what happens. People find themselves where they go, wow, this is an incredible opportunity. And they can see it. They're like, well, this is an amazing opportunity. I can scale my income. I can work from anywhere. I can, you know, have to have staff and no overheads. This is, it's amazing, right? But what happens is the level 10 opportunity on that scale is up there, but the level, they might have a level 2 skill set, right? So they're trying to attack a level 10 opportunity with a level 2 skill set. And what happens? They end up quitting because it's too hard, right? So the idea is to find an opportunity that is higher than your skill set, but be understanding that if it's a really great opportunity, then perhaps your skills aren't quite high enough yet for you to really, really grasp it and grow within it and really dominate in it and make a ton of money, right, and be successful. So if that's you, that's okay. It's better to be, it depends, I guess. But I think it's better to be in a level 10 opportunity and have a low skill set where you can grow in it than it is to have this amazing skill set and be really spending your time on the wrong things on a level 1 or 2 opportunity, don't you? But I mean, people find themselves in this, you know, completely mismatch on both sides quite often. And so I find that those with level 5 skill in level 2 opportunities, when they find a level 10 opportunity, they really grow in it. They just wow, this is what I've been looking for. And they really just prosper. And then the ones who are level 1 or 2 skill set, they find this amazing level 10 opportunity and they go, oh my God, this is way too hard. I'm quitting, right? So if you find yourself on a lower end of the skill set, but you found it a wonderful opportunity, here's what I'd suggest you do. Give yourself the grace and time and patience to learn the skills and upskill, okay? Understand what level skill set you are. Be okay with it. Understand you're in the a wonderful opportunity, but understand it's going to take time to build up your skills until that matches each other, okay? And if you're on the other side and you're like, wow, I'm pretty good. I'm like a level 5, 6, or 7 skill set. This is incredible. But you aren't earning any money, or you aren't earning millions, or you aren't having this kick-ass life, or you aren't traveling the world, you aren't just, you know, in complete control of your destiny, then you also have a bit of a problem. You also have to give yourself the grace to say, hey, hang on a second, I'm worth more than this. And this happened recently to one of my students on our 5 Steps to Millions mentorship on our call this week, where this woman, amazing, right? Amazing woman. But she was until now someone, before she started mentoring me, she was someone who's probably a level 5 skill set and she was in a level 2 opportunity, right? And recently she's now created this like level, probably level 6, 7 opportunity, and she's also probably gone up to level 6 skill set, and she's starting to move away from that the level 2 opportunity, okay, from a job that was, she was too good for it, okay? And now what's happening is just that tweak of the opportunity she's changed into, she had her highest earning day, right, the other day. Just a tweak of that. That's how powerful this is. So now she's in a situation where the opportunity is so good, it's beyond her skill set, and now it's going to force her to grow. But what's great about that is the opportunity is so good now that it will force her to grow, and she'll make a ton more money, which is already happening to her. So you can see that this is a really important framework to understand, okay? And you have to understand, you have to ask yourself the question, what skill set am I from 1 to 10? And what opportunity am I currently in from 1 to 10? And you will be able to see and grasp where you sit and as to why you aren't successful. If you're in an inferior opportunity versus your skill set, you're not succeeding financially or even in life or happiness, because you need to level up your opportunity. You need to go to something else. And this is why I find the people that come into some network marketing, say you're in our team, they're like a duck to water. They're just perfect fit because they go, my God, like this is way better than my cleaning job or whatever it was, right? So that's an example. And the other side, of course, if you're in a massively amazing opportunity and it's a huge, wonderful, scalable business globally online, flipping heck, like 10 out of 10, and you aren't succeeding, it's because your skill set's too low. All right? So you got to go away. You got to go through and develop your profit skills. Okay? You got to get better at marketing. You got to get better at communicating. You got to get better at writing copy. You got to get better at you know, your confidence and managing and understanding people. And that takes time, right? To become a level, to increase your skill set on that scale takes time and effort. But at least you're in the right opportunity where you can do it. Okay? Now, quite often people are matched. They're like, level 5 skill set, level 5 opportunity. Great. You feel at home. You feel comfortable. You'll be making pretty good money, no doubt. And this is where you start to encounter this scenario where the enemy of a great life is a good life. The enemy of a great life is a good life. I think it was Jim Collins wrote this book, Good to Great. And those that are good are usually, they're usually matched from their level 5 skill set, level 5 opportunity. They're completely matched. You see these people, they're really comfortable in their job. They're getting paid well. Doesn't seem to perturb them too much. They don't have to grow much. They're just like, boom, they're just taking audits. They're just making money, right? But that's a good life. And so how do they become great? How do they grow from there? They have to modify their opportunity or go to a new one. And that will force them to grow. It'll force them. If they go from a level 5 opportunity to a level 10, then all of a sudden they go, uh-oh, I need to grow here. I need to skill up to get to level 10 skill set to match this level 10 opportunity where I can make billions of dollars, whatever it might be. And that's what will grow them. And it's a personal choice, right? I think Elon Musk is a really good example of someone who was a level 10 skill set from an early age, and he was encountering level 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 7 opportunities along the way. So he actually fabricated his own opportunity. He's like, I'm just going to own space. Like that's how skilled he is. That he literally, there was nothing good enough for him. He had to invent, well, not invent, but he had to like innovate entire industries. So he had to like innovate the electric vehicle industry, or the vehicle industry. He had to then innovate the space travel industry. He's now innovating the satellite industry. So he's having to formulate his own opportunities to level 10 so that it matches his wonderful skill set. So it happens on every level. Does that make sense? Like, you know, if you're a nurse and you're on 60,000 a year and your skill set's incredibly, you know, well-rounded, then you're going to have to look at something else to really satisfy your desires, your level of purpose, achievement, fulfillment, and money. So you're like, man, this 60 grand ain't cutting it. I'm going to go and find a better opportunity. And off you go, right? And when you find one, you lift your skills and you get challenged and then you max it and then you start doubling, tripling your income. So that's why you can only grow your income to the extent you grow yourself. But I think people are literally in the wrong opportunity to grow. Their incomes get capped, you know, or they find themselves way out of their comfort zone too far and their skills aren't high enough yet to dominate that amazing opportunity they've come across. So both happen at the same time. My question to you is, where are you sitting? What's your skill set? What's your opportunity? Are you in the right one? And if you are you leveling up your skill set to match it so you can make a ton of money? Okay, that's what it's all about. So that's the opportunity framework. I hope that's been a really, really interesting podcast episode for you. It was really fascinating as I learned this and as I apply it to what I'm doing in my own life. I saw Russell Brunson once. He had this post and he's like, are you in the right opportunity? I'm like, whoa, what a powerful question, right? So there's the question back to you. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you found value in it, please share it to your Instagram stories, Facebook stories. Join our Facebook group, Money Grows on Trees. It's free. Register for our free Money Masterclass. You can go to moneymasterclass.com.au. We do it once a month. And of course, you know, DM me on Instagram if you want. I'm pretty, you know, I'll converse with you. I'll talk to you. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please give us a 5-star review on Spotify. Share this with a friend. Let's change the world. Let's level everybody's money game up and let's add zeros and commas to your bank account. See you in the next episode of Money Grows on Trees.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.